They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
But just think how many iPhones haven't been sold.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Shares of Apple will open at or near all-time highs this morning after yesterday's surprisingly strong earnings report. Apple says people snapped up iPhones and Macs and profits jumped 47%. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more from New York.
Sales from the last quarter may have driven investor excitement overnight, but it's what'll happen this quarter that has the potential to take Apple to the next level. Last night, Apple confirmed reports it will start selling the iPhone in China in 2 weeks. And analyst Neil Mauston with Strategy Analytics says you can't underestimate the possibilities there.
China is currently the world's largest handset market in terms of volume, and it makes sense for Apple to start attacking that market because it is a huge potential area.
But booming sales in China are far from certain. Apple is late to the game in the Chinese smartphone market, and the price may be prohibitive for the average Chinese consumer, reportedly more than $700 for a phone. On the other hand, there are 680 million mobile phone users there, so perhaps Apple can afford to lose a few customers. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
More earnings news this morning. The big chemical maker DuPont says sales fell last quarter, but the company managed to cut costs and turn a surprisingly strong profit increase. The big insurer, United Health, didn't even have that problem. Sales were up last quarter and profits were too. And since those earnings came out, European stock markets have turned upward. They're about 0.5% higher now. And Asian stocks were mostly higher today as well. Yesterday, Wall Street did it again. The Dow rose 96 points and closed at 10,092. And you know what else keeps going up? Gold. It's now at $1,064 an ounce. And you know what else keeps going up? Oil. It crossed $80 a barrel overnight. First time that's happened in a year. Here with more on the oil outlook is Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London.
A slew of strong U.S. corporate earnings has played a part in the oil price rise. The view is gaining ground that the global economy is recovering and that with rising demand for crude, we could soon be hitting problems with supply, even though the world is still awash with oil. Nick McGregor is with brokers Redmayne Bentley.
If economic recovery does come through, then we could quite quickly see those inventories erode and we could be back in a situation where we have a supply pinch once more. And that's what's driving prices and holding them at the moment.
A new report just out from the group called Global Witness claims we are indeed heading for a supply crunch. It argues that due to years of underinvestment by the oil industry, the world, within only a few years, could begin to run short of crude. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
One of the best-selling book genres of the last couple of decades has been what they call chick lit. You've seen these books, pink high heel on the cover. The story is about shopping for the perfect man and the perfect shoe to go with him. Marketplace's Eve Tro says lately the prime audience for these books is not so sure-footed.
It started with Bridget Jones and her diary.
Daily call from Jude, best friend, head of investment at Breitling's Bank, who spends most of her time trapped in the ladies' toilet crying over boyfriend.
The 1996 book was a bestseller. The 2001 movie grossed more than $280 million. By 2006, the New York Times Review of Books declared a chick-lit pandemic. Books like Confessions of a Shopaholic and In Her Shoes sold millions of copies. The 30-something heroines with their high-paying jobs and high-limit credit cards spent their way through their troubles. Now, the recession's hit, and the ladies of Chick Lit are feeling the pinch. Publishers Weekly deputy editor Jonathan Segura says the stories have to change.
To not address it is one thing, but to have a book that sort of flies in the face of what's actually happening is a whole thing altogether.
Author Sarah Bilston wrote Sleepless Nights last year. It's about a corporate lawyer juggling work and a new baby. Before it was released in the U.S. this summer,
I read the first page again, having not read it for about 4 months, and my heart sank.
It described a glitzy party with people talking about lavish vacations.
By about page 200, my head was in my hands.
Bilston rewrote whole chapters of the book. Wall Street lawyers traded swagger for anxiety. The heroine's choice between work and family got harder.
When difficulties strike, characters do have to think on their feet, and I think it makes them actually a lot more vibrant.
Another author, Sarah Strohmeyer, didn't have to rewrite. She saw disaster coming and wrote The Penny Pinchers Club.
People weren't at jobs earning enough to make the mortgage payments. You knew something had to give.
Her heroine starts buying in bulk and dumpster diving. Strohmeyer says Chick Lit is really about strong women, not just glamour. And a job loss or foreclosure gives those women a chance to triumph.
First thing you're going to do if you're a true Chick Lit person is you're going to say, I can do it. All I have to do is get myself looking good, get my friends, and figure out how we're going to handle this. And somewhere along the way, you're going to meet some guy.
A new catchphrase to describe these stories is already bubbling up. Recessionista Lit. In Los Angeles, I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Another big earnings report has just come in. The heavy equipment giant Caterpillar says last quarter's profits fell 53% from last year thanks to weaker sales. And finally, why people break up is none of your business. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit by Continental Airlines accusing 9 pilots of getting sham divorces. The airline claims the pilots split up just so their ex-spouses could collect their retirement benefits while the pilots kept flying, and the airline says some of them hid the divorces from their children and their friends and then remarried their spouses after getting the money. The judge said, maybe so, but he told the airline, you cannot consider the reason for the divorce when you're deciding whether to pay those benefits. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.